Richard Everett is playing on one of the few lanes at Catchimac Bowl that he says works well. He says the other lanes have some quirks.
Those two lanes, you have to manually score it. Those two lanes down there, you got to watch to see if the pins are counted correctly on the far end. You know, things like that. And
Everett has been bowling here for 25 years.
Well, we're going to miss it deeply, and I don't know what I'm going to do with all my bowling balls now. yeah, I made a lot of good friends.
Everett competes on the local Special Olympics Unified team. The team is representing Alaska this summer at the Special Olympics in Seattle. Now that there is no bowling alley left on the peninsula, Everett and his teammates will have to drive the roughly 220 miles to Anchorage to practice. Teammate Robin Darty says she can't afford not to.
So every Saturday from now until the end of June, I'm driving to Anchorage, bowling and driving back, because I need to bowl with that ball to be good enough to compete in Seattle.
Reactions to the alley closing down ranged from disappointment to heartbreak, but most said they saw this coming.
Well, the building is still owned by my mom, and she put it up for sale 2 years ago.
That's Mark Cooper. He owns Catchimac Bowl, and he leases the space from his mom. He's also the only employee. Cooper says Catchimac Bowl started in 1959 on Bunnell Street. His family bought it in the 1970s and built the current alley about a decade later. The family was hoping to find someone who would continue operating the bowling alley, but Cooper says that's a tough sell.
Bowling has declined, and that's a nationwide decline. It's become more of a recreational event instead of the league base that used to drive it.
Cooper says he'll miss the variety of people who have walked through the doors over the years, and he adds that he's not quite sure what he'll do next.
It's all I've done for the last 30-some years, so so it's pretty much everybody I know is my customer base.
The Regent Life Church purchased the space Monday and will take it over Tuesday. It plans to make the bowling alley its new location. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.